President Bush is tapping one of his closest advisors to help him improve America's image abroad. He's asking his former counselor, Karen Hughes, to return to Washington to head the State Department's Office of Public Diplomacy. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has promised to put a new emphasis on public diplomacy, and today she announced that job will fall to Karen Hughes, best known for helping President Bush craft his messages for domestic audiences. At a ceremony today, Hughes, a former Texas television reporter, highlighted her interest in foreign affairs and in becoming the Undersecretary for Public Diplomacy.
I grew up in an Army family. I was born in Paris and lived in overseas in Canada and in Panama. I learned to respect people of different countries and different cultures, and I learned firsthand that America's policies can be interpreted differently in different places and from different perspectives.
Hughes has been advising President Bush since his days as Texas governor. She left the White House in 2002 to bring her family back to Texas. Now that her son is ready for college, she's returning for what she expects will be a new challenge, to try to spread America's message and engage the Muslim world in particular.
This job will be difficult. Perceptions do not change quickly or easily. This is a struggle for ideas.
And a big struggle for the State Department's Public Diplomacy Office, which was badly hit by cutbacks in the post-Cold War era and has seen two undersecretaries come and go in recent years with little to show. The director of the Baker Institute at Rice University, Edward Djerigian, led a congressionally mandated study of public diplomacy last year. He's pleased to see two women, Hughes and Rice, who have been close to the president, take the issue seriously. He says for the Arab and Muslim world, this is not just about public relations, but also about policy.
Where we get what I call the triple whammy is that in the Arab view, they see as prejudice toward Israel. In Iraq, they see us as occupiers, not liberators. And in terms of political and economic governance, they say, well, where are American values for democracy when America supports regimes that are not democratic?
Karen Hughes spoke today about what she called the winds of freedom spreading around the world. But Djerigian says the positive changes in the Middle East, including recent Palestinian and Iraqi elections, won't necessarily make Hughes's job any easier. Another member of his advisory group on public diplomacy, University of Maryland professor Shibley Tilhami, agrees.
Karen Hughes was able to listen to the American public and coin a successful message that helped the president get elected the first time. The real question is whether she knows enough or interested enough or can get the administration to be interested enough in listening to the publics overseas and see that as a real important part of her job, not just simply telling them that we're good, that this is really a public relations campaign that is detached from policy.
Hughes today says she is eager to listen and learn, and she'll have some added expertise on the Middle East if her deputy is confirmed. For that job, President Bush has chosen Dina Powell, a 31-year-old Egyptian-born Arabic speaker who now runs the White House Personnel Office. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.